I can't tell you how sick I got of this song.
What?
When it was on the radio, I got so. It seemed
really?
Like, I think it was over a summer. And it was like number one. I got so sick of it.
Very sick of it. We've learned something this weekend. You got sick of this song.
Yep.
Noel don't like Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting weekend.
Yeah.
This used to cause fights in at the roller rink. Brothers would think they're Bruce Lee and all that stuff.
It wouldn't have caused no fight with me. I was just like, you know, wake me up when it's over.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Sunday morning, 26th day of January. I would imagine that our next guest is kind of sick of this, but we're going to get to that in a second. Also, I was thinking about this, too.
He may not be a fan of this song, either.
He might not be, you know, but I'm not going to, you know. If he's not, we ain't playing it again, because I believe we're talking to one of the baddest dudes on the planet. Yeah. I absolutely believe.
He might have a different song. It might be another song that he likes.
Well, he probably plays it at the vault.
There
but let
you
me
go.
Just drive you guys to the website and let you know. This is normally the casting call segment. I let you know about the money that's flying through the air as far as the jobs in front of the camera. And we got a fresh one that's up there. And everybody from Roselock Casting to Casting Taylor Made to our friend January, Destination Casting, all have
How's
projects.
She doing?
January is just beautiful.
Okay.
Her and her crew of people, just, you know, doing a great job. This is an interesting time for the people in the industry, positively and unfortunately negatively.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that we speak to here, much like Chris, who's going to come on here, have connections, relatives, friends out in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And they are going through some stuff. So as I just kind of stay the course and let you know about the opportunities that are here in Georgia in front of the camera. Again, Extras Casting Atlanta. Patrick, who's another friend of the show.
Right.
He's got a new project up looking for female cops, reaching out to the Asian community, doctors, and nurses. All of this stuff is there for you. So you go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You'll see the list. You'll also see it up on X at Get Cast with Greg I was going to say I started on X and I was about to say Twitter. That's got me all discombobulated.
Whichever one.
Yeah, whatever they're calling it this week.
This week.
So I am attempting to, in 2025, bring as many people within the industry on our show.
Okay.
To talk about what they do as often as I can. It ain't easy getting folks that work the hours they do on set to get up during our show.
True, but I think listeners or people who may have an interest may, you know, hurt you and say, man, I'm interested in that, to hear from someone who's doing it. You know what? Might add a little something to it.
Right? And this dude, you gotta want it to be a stunt person. But Chris is not just a stunt person. He's a veteran stunt man, if you will, but he's also a director. He's a producer. He is part of the fabric of the industry. And I honestly believe I'm going to embarrass him with this, because he's doing a great job at home. This man is taking care of the family at the house. They got a little bug going around.
Oh, no.
But there ain't three people that you could bring around him that he ain't scared of. I'm thinking about Chris putting you in a ring with Conor McGregor. I heard that his next bout has been canceled.
Yeah.
They said that UFC, they nixed that him and Logan Paul fight. So I'm thinking that Chris could probably give Conor McGregor, because Chris knows everything. Anyway, welcome to the show, Chris Brewster. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How'd you like that setup? It was pretty good.
Oh, that was fantastic. Ironically, I was supposed to stunt double Connor on Roadhouse last year.
What? Really?
Really?
Yeah. The stunt coordinator is a great buddy of mine, Garrett Warren, and I was supposed to go out there. I mean, I grew the beard, I got ready, and the schedules didn't line up. But I mean, that is absolutely one of the people I am told that I look like and move like quite often.
I can actually see that. I mean, you never met Chris before.
Let me ask you something. You're talking about growing the beard. So they couldn't like make adjustments to you on the set there? They wouldn't have no makeup somebody that could do something?
But it might get knocked off.
Oh, no, they do. But what that is they basically glue a dead animal to your face. I mean, prosthetics are not the most comfortable thing. And there was a lot of work that involved diving into the water on that film.
Yeah.
So they just basically told me there would be like a fake beard on my face that was soaking wet for months on a time. So I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna grow mine out and see what happens.
Look at man, I'm telling you.
All right.
Chris Brewster joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, I got so many questions for him, but I want to take care of a little bit of business, because one of the reasons I'm bringing Chris on, much like the other people, is to let our audience know about the opportunities that people within the industry are providing. It may not get you into a movie right away, but what it does is it trains you
right
in a way that you may not have thought about, hey, this is kind of cool here. And it's not just, you know, going in there and beating people up. He's got aerialists. I mean, think of all those performers in Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
They do that. I walked in his gym. They had all these kind of chains and stuff hanging up from the ceiling and doing stuff. So let's start with what happens, Chris, on Saturdays at the Vault that the public can be a part of.
So Saturdays we have a open to all stunt training class from noon until 2 o'clock. We have some people who have never done a day of stunts, and we have some people who have been in the business for 10 or 15 years that all meet together. And we have an all levels intro to stunt class where we teach all of the basic fundamentals. We let people see what the stunt world is all about. And just kind of share the knowledge that we've acquired over the last 20, 30 years. And it's a really, really incredible class. And we love to give back to the community what we've all gotten from it.
Let me ask you a question. Is there a certain age you start doing this? Because I do a lot of reporting and covering of high school athletics and some young folks who are, you know, in great shape and great condition. But is there a certain age that you need to be when you start considering doing this type of work?
Well, most of the time, you cannot actually be a professional stunt performer until you're 18. There are opportunities where we need to bring in people that are below 18, but, you know, it doesn't happen very often. However, we have a lot of high schoolers that are training all of the fundamentals so that once they turn 18, they're ready to jump into the stunt world and, you know, they've kind of got a leg up on the competition. So as of right now, the majority of our students and members are adults, but we do have some high schoolers jumping in, and we are developing a program called Tomorrow's Superheroes that mm-hmm. will be literally all ages. I mean, we're going to be starting from 2-year-olds up just to, teach children all of the fun aspects of the stunt world without you know, getting too into the falling and crashing and that stuff. But just so that they can start moving like their favorite superheroes and their favorite characters.
This is what I remember playing sports growing up, and I would imagine this is what Chris teaches, and maybe a little differently, but you'd be surprised how many people don't know how to fall,
right,
or what we watch in football,
right,
don't know how to slide, don't
mm-hmm.
know how to roll out of things. Am I correct, Chris? And how much that would help you if you knew that?
Well, the body awareness and air awareness that you get from doing the stunt falls apply to everything. You have no idea how often people tell us that, they came in, they did one of our falling classes, and then they slipped. I mean, it's been snowy and icy the last couple of weeks, and a lot of people have come in and said, hey, I just slipped outside, and I would have cracked my head open, but I knew how to fall. And basically, you're learning how to fall without getting hurt.
Yeah, there you go. Chris Brewster, veteran stuntman, been in pretty much every big movie as far as Double, and as you heard him talking earlier about some of his projects, but also a producer, a director, and a guy I want our audience to get to know. All right, we've been talking about what goes on at the Vault. By the way, the Vault, again, location?
It is 126 Peach State Court in Tyrone, Georgia.
Tyrone, Georgia. I went out there last week. Now, one of the other things what Chris does in his stable of staff, I don't know what to call them, but anyway, they have a boot camp.
Okay.
Now, he just finished one, but he has another one coming up. I wanted you to take a second and talk about the upcoming boot camp.
So our stunt boot camps are 30-day programs where within 30 days we are giving all of the campers 5 years worth of knowledge and skills that they would acquire, you know, if they were to start stunts today, where they would be in 5 years. We get them there in 30 days. So everything from fighting, falling, reactions, weapon work, how to hold a knife, how to disarm a knife, how to hold a gun, how to disarm a gun. We teach them how to do fight scenes, how to perform fight scenes, also how to film and edit fight scenes. It's an incredible program. We have one that starts 1 week from tomorrow, and that is our Tactical boot camp, where we are basically doing all things SWAT, military,
wow,
police enforcement, all things that make you look tactical on camera.
What did you call that? Did you say tactical cool?
Yeah.
Tactical. Tactical, yeah.
Tactical, okay.
Well, think about this, because if you get a role playing a stunt double or something and you talk about a SWAT team, you got to suit up in that in the gear just like a regular officer would, right?
Absolutely, and it takes next to nothing to make the audience realize that you are faking it. So it's so very important whether somebody is an actor, a stunt performer, even an extra. If you don't know the proper way to carry a gun, if you don't know the proper way to walk while holding a gun, it is the surest way to show people that you're acting and you're not really the character.
And that's
so we teach all of that.
Yeah, it's the same as when you see people who are supposed to be doctors. You know, that's why they have nurses and doctors as consultants on set. He's on set doing, you know, making sure that the guns are, they have military people, they have law enforcement, depending on the scene. Exactly what you're talking about, Sam. So the authenticity, we now are educated enough as an audience, that ain't really what he's supposed to be doing or she's supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, right.
You get that all the time. Now, Chris, taking that to the next level, once they go through the boot camp or people feel like they're qualified enough to at least let the industry know that, hey, I would like to be a stunt person. Is there a certificate? Is there what happens to get certified, or how long does that take? And is there a next level that people need to go through once they feel like the training has prepared them properly?
So ironically, the United States is the only country in the world that does not have a registry or an actual certification program that allows people to be professional stunt performers. Basically, you need to get your SAG card, which you can get through doing stunts or through even being an extra for 3 days, and then you're qualified. We are trying to fix that. The way the program is in the United States, it's why we have so many people getting injured and unfortunately people dying on set, because things are not done as safely as they can be. There's just a lot of the blind leading the blind. So we are actually creating the first curriculum-based stunt certification program in the United States. And while that is going, I mean, what we do is we ensure that every single person that trains with us has all expected abilities and is 100% prepared and ready to jump on set, and they are ready for whatever challenges come their way. They're ready to keep themselves and anybody around them safe.
There you go. Listen, we are up against it this time, but this is, again, now this is visit number two. We're going to keep bringing this dude back.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be part of the show. So, Chris, you know, luckily he's got kids that get him up early in the morning. So, again, unless he's on set someplace or out of the country, you know, fighting somebody, we're going to bring you back here. But, again, let everybody know where they can find out the information about the upcoming boot camp and Saturdays at the Vault.
You can find everything at either thevaultstunts.com or on our Instagram, just thevaultstunts.
All right, man. Listen, get some chicken soup to that family of yours and take care of them today. Keep them warm and enjoy the games. And I will be talking to you soon, sir.
Sounds good. Always great talking to you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
There you go. That is Chris Brewster.